Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Mentioned everybody, we got to have Jonathan Turley highlights for the bottom of the hour news, because if you didn't hear that, that was one of the, you know, people talk about bombshells during this whole impeachment hearing thing that's been going on for several weeks now. A law professor who starts by saying, I am not a Trump supporter and I am a Democrat, but makes the argument that this is not impeachable, I think is pretty interesting. I don't know how that's going to play. Now, it's pretty interesting that you got four law professors today, all four of them are anti-Trump. So all four are non-Trump supporters, so that shows you what the hearings are like to start with. Three of the law professors make the argument that, well, this one professor, Professor Gerhardt, said, if what we're talking about is not impeachable, then nothing is impeachable. This is precisely the misconduct that the framers created in the Constitution, including impeachment, blah, blah, blah. Jonathan Turley said this is absolutely not how you impeach a president. And it scales down impeachment, and we'll all rue the day.
Right. I already rue it. and listen, you guys have heard the raw tape. I vote for as much as we can squeeze in, because I thought it was eloquent. It was Absolutely. Brilliant. It was a great view of history. It was a great comment on our times. And so good for Jonathan Turley. And I agree with them. The call was far from perfect. It was ill-advised. It was dumb. It was poorly handled. It's bad foreign policy and a dozen other things. But the idea that now this is enough for impeachment, and this half-assed impeachment, where they're not even subpoenaing key fact witnesses because that would take too long. Seriously? That is precisely why they're not subpoenaing Rudy and Bolton and Mick Mulvaney. But that's just absurd. Take too long. Oh, for God's sake. Anyway, Turley makes the point more eloquently than me. A quick update on another matter. Jimmy Jack had offered a substantial amount of money to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station if Michael Jackson would sing Jingle Bells to him.
A lot of people enjoyed that, by the way. A lot of the text line really thought that was fantastic.
Well, America's starred for entertainment, Jack.
there's just not that many choices out there.
And I told Jimmy Jack that he adds 20% to that number. We got a deal. After Jacko sang to him, he donated an extra 40%. So, well done, sir.
Oh, cool. So we do an update then? Where are we?
Why not?
We're currently at, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Gladys. Gladys playing the snare drum.
$175,938 American dollars. Including $10 from Positive Sean's many, many cats.
$25. $25 from Jack's son, Spaghetti and Goat Bloop. I don't know what that is.
Spaghetti and Goat Bloop?
Jess in the Creek, often fueled by the grape, too, contributed $250. Appreciate that.
Fabulous.
But yeah, $175,000. That's some serious coin right there.
Hey, A&G show sponsors, would love to hear from you. We're looking at you, all right? Mm-hmm. We'd love to see you jump in and you know, help out the cause. You know, it's funny, I happen to be this year, and last year actually too, in the midst of bouncing back from surgery as we raise money for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. And obviously what I've had, which is a joint replacement, is it's dialed in. I have a great surgeon, great care. I know what to expect. And it's still quite challenging, but it's fine. It brings back, though, the first couple of meetings we had with the guys at Freedom Station, who are recently returned from war and have had devastating injuries and multiple surgeries, and not only face physical therapy and more surgeries and trying to learn to live with artificial limbs or without sight or with part of their sight, that sort of thing, how incredibly difficult that is, and all of a sudden, they're not a Marine anymore, and they're not an athlete anymore, at least temporarily in some cases, or their girlfriends aren't sure if this is the guy I want to be with anymore, and how incredibly difficult that is for these kids. And when you get to the reality of these young people coming back from war with these mind-boggling challenges, the more you see it, the more you know it, the more you meet them, the more you understand what they're dealing with, the more joyful it is to support Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, because this is a 4-star charity that meets those guys exactly where they are, and it keeps them from despair, and it keeps them from forgetting who they are. It sends them home for Christmas while they're doing all this painful rehab. It's such a wonderful organization. I wish everybody could go to Freedom Station and meet the people who are being helped. But if you can spare $20 or $20,000, please be a real patriot and do that. Again, it's a 4-star charity. We would never recommend you give your money to somebody who squanders it. Okay? So give as much as you can.
ArmstrongandGetty.com. ArmstrongandGetty.com.
Yeah, I wasn't even telling people how to do it. Speaking of my rehab and my bounce back, I'm very excited today. Later today, I will be wearing pants for the first time in 10 days or 11 days, as I've been wearing nothing but athleisure, which I will wear for the rest of my life if I can get away with it. And Judy and I'm actually going to leave the house. We're going to go get a little dinner tonight. Very excited about that.
Wow. Leaving your home.
I have graduated from the walker now fully to the hand-carved Hungarian wolf cane. There he sits right next to me looking on faithfully. So my mobility is improving, and I'm very excited about that. I will none of my doctors are going to yell at me. I think I will be on the putting green a-puttin' this weekend. So, very excited. Getting back to life.
So, I came across this article yesterday from a movie reviewer. We've all, Sean, you and I have seen The Irishman. Go ahead and admit it.
What am I over here? A non-Irishman over here? Not only am I an Irishman, I've seen the movie.
That's what I said.
Sean, and then you being Joe,
you're the you.
What?
You're the
Is that
you.
How English works?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I am new to country.
I meant to say you, but I didn't say you.
Apologies are to you first, you, sir.
But the headline from this reviewer is, this critic is, go ahead and admit it, The Irishman is terrible. There are two kinds of people in this world, those who think The Irishman is the greatest thing Martin Scorsese has ever done, the finest piece of cinema produced this century, or maybe of all time, and there are people like me who think the movie weighing in at nearly 4 hours is one of the most boring, ill-acted, poorly written, and amateurishly filmed movies they've ever seen.
Well, that's a false choice, and the guy's an idiot. It was somewhere in between. Didn't we all agree on that?
Yeah, I did think... I thought I'm a De Niro fan, have been my whole life. I think he watched too much Sopranos. I kept seeing Tony Soprano. You don't look like Robert De Niro used to. You look like you're doing a Tony Soprano impersonation. I thought Pesci came off a little weird. I didn't like it. I didn't really like it much.
Okay.
And remember when I talked about this movie for days when I first saw the trailer?
Right.
I went into it with the bias of this is going to be so great and came out of it.
You watched it on your phone, right?
This is Sean's point, which is a good point. I watched it in chunks over many days, exactly as Scorsese intended it, on my iPhone.
On a 3-inch screen.
So that'd be Sean's argument.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just thought it was so slow, and I thought it was both overacted and underacted, and just, whatever. I get it. There was a mob once. Can you do something else?
I think it was better than that, but it was not great. It was fine. Like I said, I doubt I'll watch it again. You know, speaking of pop culture.
Go ahead. That is maybe the best way to figure out if I really liked something or not. If I'm flipping through the channels and Goodfellas is on, I can't not stop. I could easily not stop on The Irishman if I'm flipping through the channels.
Yeah, yeah. The whole de-ageifying thing was okay, but not great. You got a 70-year-old De Niro as a 28-year-old recently returned vet.
He's almost 80 years old, De Niro.
Is that right?
That's why he walks like that. The 40-year-old man barely walking down the street and then trying to kick somebody in the face, but he can't get his foot up
that high. Trying to throw a gun in the river doesn't look like he can make it.
Yeah.
He just hits the guardrail and it clatters to the pavement. So he's about 80, so he'll be running for president on the Democrat side soon, huh?
And yeah, I think 2024 is when he's pegging to jump in.
Fantastic.
You know, speaking of things that were good but not great, I read, that's right, I did finish it. I just read the Elton John autobiography. Whilst I've been healing.
I remember when rock was young.
Oh, Lord. Everybody involved is embarrassed by that song. it was good. It was not great. It was fine.
Did it have the part in there about Bob Dylan not understanding syllables in a game of charades?
That Bob Dylan was a terrible charades player. It did have that. It was absolutely hilarious. You know, if you're a big EJ fan, it was fine. You know, the honest truth is, he is not a guy I would like very much.
Oh, that's interesting.
He's an absolute musical genius, and he's acquired a lot of wisdom and self-knowledge. It took him a very, very, very long time to get there. Just from the constant temper tantrums to the excessive consumption, to promiscuity, to being a hardcore junkie and just abusive to everybody around him for a very, very long time. You just come away from it thinking, well, I'm glad you finally got your head right, but man, did you leave a lot of damage in your wake.
Right.
But he is refreshingly honest about it. And the stuff about substance abuse, I think, is absolutely terrific. Among other things, and also, you know, the story of a gay artist having to keep that quiet even as the whole world knew he was gay. That was pretty interesting because it's been during his lifetime and ours that we've made that huge transition.
Me and Susie had so much fun.
I mean, pick the worst song he's ever done. Good job. But he mentions back in the day. Oh, for God's sake! I wish somebody had unleashed a crocodile on your hiney. He mentions back in the day when Liberace couldn't let on that he was gay.
Yeah, that
come on.
That's weird looking back on it because I'm from that era and the part of the country where I didn't know any of those people were gay, and they were just weird. They just had weird personalities
on
television.
They were flamboyant, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's
Rip
not
Taylor,
a great read.
Liberace, Elton John, Richard Simmons. Is Richard Simmons gay?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, let's be serious now. Anyway, so it's good, but not great. I've read other rock star autobiographies that I thought were terrific because they did such a beautiful job of talking about the time they grew up in and the culture they were part of, and it got into the real relationships. The funny thing, the title of Elton John's autobiography is Me, and it is incredibly him-centered. It's, you know, there's not nearly enough about the people he made music with and how that music came to be. It's just me, 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 me. But anyway, there's my book review for you. It's about as good as Crocodile Rock. Pleasant, but dumb.
What was the number one streamed song of the decade? We'll play that on the way back. And then a little Jonathan Turley, law impeachment hearings today. Pretty interesting stuff.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, I'm Tia Claire Toomey, fittest woman on earth and three-time CrossFit champion. I'm excited to introduce you to the most essential part of my daily health routine, Golly, the world's first and delicious apple cider vinegar gummy. Golly has revolutionized health with this product, allowing you to enjoy all the benefits of apple cider vinegar without the awful taste. Golly gives me a boost of energy to get to the gym and crush my workout. I take Golly every single day. It helps me with my weight loss, acid reflux, and digestion. And
And when I get those 3 p.m. cravings, Goli curbs my appetite. It's vegan, gluten-free, and organic, which gives it my final stamp of approval. I also love how Goli has heart. With every purchase, a child in need gets a 6-month supply of vitamins from Vitamin Angels. Goli has changed the game for me, but it's not just for the fittest woman on earth. It's for everyone. Make a healthy change and visit Goli, that's GOLI.com/TEN to get 10% off and free shipping today.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
A holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
Love isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Mm-hmm. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance, and now I'm singing like...
So, the reason we're playing Ed Sheeran is that's the most streamed song of the decade. according to people who keep track of that sort of thing. That's a better way to count popularity of music now to me is streaming than any album sales or anything. I haven't bought music in I don't know how many years.
Yep, the world has changed.
I stream tons of music. He actually has number one and five, the most streamed songs in the world. number one and five, which will make you fairly rich if you're that popular.
Yeah, but you have to be that big to make any money off streaming.
Well, right. Yeah. He's a tour god.
Right.
So impeachment hearing thing going on today. They just brought in law professors, four of them, all four of them anti-Trump, which is speaks to some about the way this whole thing is running. And three of them say absolutely an impeachable offense. One said, no, it's not. Jonathan Turley, who's a lifelong Democrat and not a Trump supporter. And it sounded something like this. We'll just play a little of it for you.
It's an honor to appear before you today to discuss one of the most consequential functions you were given by the framers, and that is the impeachment of a president of the United States. 21 years ago, I sat before you, Chairman Nadler, and this committee to testify at the impeachment of President William Jefferson Clinton. I never thought that I would have to appear a second time to address the same question with regard to another sitting president. Yet here we are. The elements are strikingly similar. The intense rancor and rage of the public debate is the same. The atmosphere that the framers anticipated, the stifling intolerance of opposing views is the same. I'd like to start, therefore, perhaps incongruously, by stating an irrelevant fact. I'm not a supporter of President Trump. I voted against him. My personal views of President Trump are as irrelevant to my impeachment testimony as they should be to your impeachment vote. President Trump will not be our last president, and what we leave in the wake of this scandal will shape our democracy for generations to come. I'm concerned about lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger. I believe this impeachment not only fails to satisfy the standard of past impeachments, but would create a dangerous precedent for future impeachments. My testimony lays out the history of impeachment from early English cases to colonial cases to the present day. The early impeachments were raw political exercises using fluid definitions of criminal and non-criminal acts. When the framers met in Philadelphia, they were quite familiar with impeachment and its abuses, including the Hastings case, which was discussed in the convention, a case that was still pending for trial in England. Unlike the
Because I know Marshall's got some of it coming up in his news in just a little bit. I wouldn't have time for Joe and I to comment on that. What he just said there about Trump is going to be gone someday and we're going to have to, you know, live with a structure and an attitude, you know, for presidents to come. I wish there were more people that could look at the world that way.
Yeah, I would agree. Emotionalism doesn't lend itself well to, like, perspective, to looking down the road and keeping your perspective. And we're living in a world where emotionalism is not only really popular, but everybody's encouraging you to be as whipped up as possible. Well, that's a terrible way to run your affairs.
Yeah, it's amazing. I know. Well, Marshall, what's coming up in your news?
Well, we've got more highlights from Professor Turley coming up, and it looks like in the Democratic Party, all of a sudden, it is really the battle of the billionaires. Highlights from that coming up.
Boy, that's the last. That's interesting with Bernie and Elizabeth Warren on the stage also. That is something. All that on the way. More from Jonathan Turley on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text DRIVE to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, offered 100% online. Text DRIVE to 79645. That's D-R-I-V-E to 79645.
This is Carl Lindebaud, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reddit community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR,
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays!
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Talk Radio.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Okay, been some kind of interesting stuff in the impeachment hearing thingy today. Joe, did you get that text from the doctor I sent you?
Oh.
You should read that during, he says it's urgent. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any idea. I'm not a doctor, but it's from a doctor who's been listening.
Okay.
Law professors testifying today in Washington, D.C. in front of the House Judiciary Committee.
Right.
Three anti-Trump, four removal. One anti-Trump, all four anti-Trump. That's worth noting. Four professors, all anti-Trump, who heard the Democrats brought forward. But one of them thinks impeachment is not a good idea in this case. And that would be Jonathan Turley. So Marshall Phillips got that in the news.
Jonathan Turley at George Washington University, yes indeed, standing up today, warning that lawmakers are jumping the gun in these proceedings and that anger is fueling the whole thing.
I get it. You're mad. President's mad. My Republican friends are mad. My Democratic friends are mad. My wife is mad. My kids are mad. Even my dog seems mad. And Luna's a golden doodle, and they don't get mad.
Turley going on to warn in the committee that voting for impeachment now could set a precedent for future administrations.
Now, there are three commonalities when you look at these past cases. All involved established crimes. This would be the first impeachment in history where there would be considerable debate and, in my view, not compelling evidence of the commission of a crime. Second is the abbreviated period of this investigation, which is problematic and puzzling. This is a facially incomplete and inadequate record in order to impeach a president.
Turley going on to add,
we have forgotten the common article of faith that binds each of us to each other in our Constitution. However, before we cut down the tree so carefully planted by the framers, I hope you will consider what you will do when the wind blows again.
That was the tail end of a long quote from Jonathan, yes. Jonathan Swift, I think, that was quite eloquent and interesting, and I'd like to play that chunk again if we can. But the key word he used to me, because he's a fancy guy and educated, is inchoate, which is a fancy word essentially meaning half-baked. And what he was saying was, everybody's talking about how historic this is and how important it is and how earth-shaking it is, and yet y'all aren't even subpoenaing, like, key fact witnesses. You're just saying, never mind. So you're insisting this happened, but we're doing it in such a half-ass way that how can you possibly square those two things?
Well, you can't. They don't fit together. You can't say, this is, for the first time in 200-plus years, we're going to remove a president through impeachment. It's the most extraordinary thing we've ever done. But we're kind of running out of time, and it wouldn't fit in with our calendar, so never mind.
Right. We're not going to call those witnesses, and we're not going to worry about it. Let's just get this over with. That is just absolutely, it renders naked the ridiculous political impulses that are guiding this thing. They simply want to check the box for the hardest core 30% of voters in America on the left that y'all have been saying we got to impeach since before the freaking president was inaugurated. Y'all have been screaming for it. We did it, okay? That's all that's going on here. And no, I didn't like the call. I thought it was a half a dozen kinds of dumb. But this is just, it's so obvious what's going on.
Well, and we got a number of texts from people saying, okay, so we've had whatever it is, 50 witnesses that say this is a crime, and you air the one guy who doesn't think it is impeachable. I think it's notable that a law professor who voted for Hillary Clinton and is a lifetime Democrat doesn't think it's an impeachable offense. I think that's notable. He's not the only one, by the way. Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law, is the same way. Voted for Hillary Clinton, lifetime Democrat, doesn't think you would remove a president over this. I think that's notable.
Well, but listen, even if you believed you absolutely would remove a president over this, and I can respect that point of view, even if you believe that, you would call the damned witnesses.
Well, that's what I do.
You go through the process.
If I'm a Democrat and I want to damage Trump, I'm saying, no, subpoena Rudy, subpoena Bolton, we'll wait. I don't care if it takes till May. What the hell difference does it make?
It takes as long as it takes.
Right. We're going to lose now, so what difference does it make if we lose then? But let's take a swing at these guys and see what they have to say.
Meanwhile, the Democrats' run for the White House is turning into the Battle of the Billionaires. Billionaire Democrat Michael Bloomberg is putting tens of millions of more dollars behind a new TV ad campaign, casting himself as being uniquely qualified to defeat President Trump. The ads are set to begin running Wednesday in all 50 states, including the first four on the presidential primary calendar. It'll run for a couple of weeks. The former New York City mayor entered the presidential race less than 2 weeks ago. He launched his campaign with another TV ad push, the cost coming close to $40 million. His staffers are not saying how much this new push is going to cost.
Tomorrow is the cutoff for making the debate stage, so Steyer made it yesterday.
Yes. He has qualified for that Democratic debate, which is going to be coming up December 19th, making him the sixth active candidate to do so.
So how's the chief of the soda police, Michael Bloomberg, doing? Is he on the stage for any of these at this point?
He has no way of making it because he's not taking donations, so he can't qualify.
Yeah, the other...
Well, there's no point in him being on stage unless it's to unmask what a joke he is, but that's kind of an odd system. If a guy says, no, I'm going to entirely self-finance, I don't want to owe anybody anything.
Sorry, you can't be in the debate.
Right, that seems a little nutty.
Anyway, Steyer is going to be on stage with the other five who qualified so far. That'd be Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren.
White.
Mayor Pete.
Another white guy.
And Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Another white guy.
Those are the ones who have made the stage for the next debate.
So is Cory Booker done? What's his status?
He's currently trying to qualify for this debate.
I wish him well.
Yeah.
Nobody likes you, Corey. Go away.
His likability numbers are not bad, as opposed to Kamala Harris's, where she was actually unliked.
Right.
Oh, man. Terrific piece by Charles Cook on Kamala Harris getting out of the race. I want to hit you with just a couple of key phrases from that. It's terrific.
Okay.
All right, that's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
It is something, though, that the debate will feature all white people. After, however many years now we're hearing about the evil of whiteness and checking your privilege.
Well, I remember when this all started out, everybody was saying, it's the most diverse group of candidates we've ever seen among the Democrats or any other party.
Now we've got white guys and some white women.
And keep in mind that the people making the say are all Democrats.
Right, which gets left out of the conversation somehow.
Right, exactly, about how racist America is. Listen, we could break down each of the candidates of color, if you want, and point out how they're just bad. The problem was not their color, it was their badness. Barack Obama, brilliant candidate, and he won.
And
guy, I don't know if you heard.
Right, and he was a
Obama!
He'd have been a brilliant candidate as a white guy also.
Right, skilled.
And Cory Booker and Kamala Harris had no support among the black community.
Right. Old Joe Biden, old white Joe with all the black support, which just shows how racist black people are toward black people.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. So you're going to tell us that, and what else can we jam into the end of the show?
We'll probably ought to do an update on Warrior Foundation Freedom Station,
obviously.
Certainly.
And listen,
if you listen to the show, you're just required to give. There you go. Let's keep this simple. Maybe it's $5, maybe it's $5,000, maybe it's $50,000. But you have to give. That's it. Or stop listening. I'm sorry, it's a bad strategy. It's bad for the charity, it's bad for the show, but I'm sorry. This is where we are.
Marshall's garage door just contributed $1. Why'd you fire Vince's in for $1?
No. Don't read the names of people who gave $1. Okay. F that. It's a $20 cover charge.
Also, Hank Vanderholst in with $50. Vanderholst? Now, is this just a real name, or is that an attempt to be masculine? Bodie McDonate Face is in for that's under the limit.
Yeah.
It's only 10.
You can make it 10 if you want, but
okay.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
$1 just to get your funny, funny joke? Forget
it. That is not good enough. You're absolutely right. Dollar, we got to have a cover charge for the funny jokes. I agree.
20.
But anyway, we'll hit a total coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Do you check your Google search results regularly? You should. People often get their first impression of you or your business online. Negative comments on the internet can impact your life and your livelihood. Take control of your online reputation. Get your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. It may reveal negative posts from an ex-employee, upset patient or client, news article, legal issue, or even exposed personal information right there in your Google search results. Uncover what's lurking on the internet about you with reputationdefender.com's patented scan and get your free reputation report card. Or for immediate assistance with your reputation, call 800-759-6055. Our cutting-edge technology helps make your Google search results look their best. Call 800-759-6055. That's 800-759-6055. 800-759-6055. Or take the free scan at reputationdefender.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Season's greetings from the Reading Colt 45s. This is Rick Bassetti, General Manager of the Colt 45s. The Colt 45s wish our veterans the very merriest Christmas and a happy holiday. The Colt 45s sincerely appreciate the sacrifice of our military deployed throughout the world and those veterans who have served our country and our citizens so well. And remember, on opening night, all veterans, all active duty, and all reservists get in free for the Colt 45's opening night.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby,
see the president and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Diverse fields in our history, giving people pride. And it's a damn shame now that the only African-American woman in this race who has been speaking to issues that need to be brought up is now no longer in it, and we're spiraling towards a debate stage that potentially we're still fighting to get on it, but could have six people with no diversity whatsoever.
Yeah, Cory Booker, I agree that it would be nicer to have a more diverse field on that stage in theory. But what are you going to do about it? Kamala Harris was a terrible candidate. So what are you going to do about that? You're a terrible candidate. What are you going to do about that?
Well, stop blaming racism would be a positive step.
But how do you fix that? So she should stay on there so you have a token black person on there, even though they're terrible? That's
no.
Very weird.
I love this piece Charles Cook wrote for the National Review about Kamala getting out. She's not that special. On the contrary, she's a would-be tyrant whose primary contribution to American life thus far has been to fight, quote, tooth and nail to uphold wrongful convictions that had been secured through official misconduct that included evidence tampering, false testimony, suppression of crucial information by prosecutors, which has happened during her career as a attorney general. Let's see. She showed us exactly who she is during the Kavanaugh hearings. She openly promised to act without Congress. At the Kavanaugh hearing, she implied she knew something terrible about the nominee for the sole purpose of sharing the insinuation on her Twitter feed. Harris is a woman who, if successful, would have overseen the mass confiscation of millions of firearms, the seizing of patents, the federalization of abortion law, and depending on the polling, eliminated the elimination of, her word, the private health insurance plans of 180 million people. Everything that is wrong with American politics is summed up in Kamala Harris. She's a weather vane. She's dishonest. She's a coward. She's condescending, and she's a phony. She's the answer to no useful or virtuous question. Nothing good has come from her election. She has nothing of value to offer America. Goodbye. Bad luck. That's all, folks.
She is slash was a coward. She
and a weather vane.
She would back off when... one thing you can't call Bernie or several other candidates is cowardly. You're taking an unpopular position with a big chunk of the country and trying to persuade them with an argument. That's the opposite of being cowardly. But she would completely flip-flop depending on who she was talking to. She always had the body language and the finger and the head shake of somebody who's really tough and brave, but just completely wispy in terms of her actual arguments.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. She looked terrific on paper. And like you said, in certain, she carried off certain moods well. The head shaking, why, how dare you thing. She was good. But that she's one song performer.
I'm looking at the people who have donated to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. We have Carlos Danger's new alias, Enrique Shockwave.
$20. Yes.
I am going to read this one, even though it's below the cover charge. Get Back On in Phoenix contributed $5 because we should be on in Phoenix. It's amazing that we're not on. Arizona's our kind of state.
Not only, you know, absolutely true. The drumbeat of people asking why are you guys not on in Boise is never ending. We're working on it.
But we need to get a total here. We're trying to get $500,000 this week for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. If you don't know what that is, listen to the podcast or listen tomorrow. You'll know. Oh, Prince Andrew's sweat is in for $25. That's disgusting.
That's nice.
Oh, somebody donated $50 in the name of Out of the Sack with Joe and Jack.
Oh, my God.
Our name when we were doing soft rock morning radio for a couple of years.
Yeah. Decades ago. Great Scott. Thanks for reminding us.
High Spark of the Low Voiced Bum is in for $50.
Wow, well played, my friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get ourselves a total right here.
$186,504.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We're getting there. I'm getting a little concerned that we're not going to hit our goal of $500,000 by the end of the week, which is a huge goal. But just let me do 20 seconds. Warrior Foundation Freedom Station assists the seriously injured returning home with immediate medical and emotional needs, those suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury, physical and occupational therapy patients who are receiving care at military medical facilities, and transitioning warriors who are starting civilian life, often with terrible burdens. They're there for them. Four-star charity, incredible organization. Please support them.
So some of our guests who are involved with and have, benefited from Freedom Station have used the term PTSD, and some have said PTS. What am I supposed to go with there?
I don't think there's an agreement on that. I've heard people say don't say disorder because it's a perfectly reasonable response to an unreasonable experience.
I don't know if I buy that sort of language, though, for various things. That's like calling sexually transmitted diseases.
Yeah, I get that. On the other hand, I've heard other people answer that, well, listen, it is an emotional challenge that is upsetting their lives and making it difficult to live and driving people to suicide in some cases. It is 100% a disorder. Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
I'll call it whatever makes people feel the best, I guess, but I don't feel any worse or better about somebody if it's got a D at the end of it.
No, people worry way to hell too much about that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
If you're tired of that sort of rhetorical, tap dancing, donate $100 in the name of rhetorical clarity. Just calling things what they are and moving on with our lives.
Oh, my God. A $25 donation from Hitler's left nut.
Oh, my.
That's surprising.
I don't know if that's what we needed there. Frankenstein and his bride for $250. Thank you very much. That's a big donation right there.
I'm still looking for that five-figure donation from a whale. Somebody got millions and million dollars in the bank. Come on now.
We've now entered Final Thoughts with your host, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Thank you, Father. Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Wouldn't that be jolly? How about our esteemed newsman, Marshall Phillips?
Oh, I got to tell you, along with the money we're trying to raise, that really gives me a good feeling every year when we do this, because at the end of the week, we and all of the listeners come away feeling like, we really did something. We made a difference.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's a feeling of community, which I think we're all longing for these days. Michelangelo is pressing the buttons in the control room, Michael.
Okay, I'm still waiting for a donation name mentioning a Merkin or the drug Jankum. Look it up. Let's give $25, $50. The kids don't need Christmas presents. They're spoiled already. You know it.
You know it.
Wow, fabulous. Producer Positive Sean with a final thought.
Yes, while I share in the longing for community, I also share in Joe's concern about maybe we were slowing down too much. Do I need to do another video game until I will talk about video games for the entire show tomorrow unless you guys donate.
I think tomorrow we should do that. Yeah. Our first mini goal with Sean talking about video games until we reach our goal.
Wow, the first putting away of the carrot and producing the stick.
That's right, I'm swinging it.
I like it. Jack, do you have a final thought to share?
Corn Pop's Reformation campaign's in for $25.
All right.
I'll be interested to see how cable news deals with Jonathan Turley's statement today. My guess is it just doesn't get much play on two of the cable news channels.
My final thought is Warrior Foundation Freedom Station does incredible work with these kids when they come home from war, and they need the help of their fellow countrymen, their patriots, people like you and me. This is how we serve our country. If you say you support the troops, if you understand what sacrifices the service people and their families make, just give what you can, and then give just a little bit more at ArmstrongandGetty.com.
Wanna Be a Whale donated $100. Well, we'd all like to be a whale, wouldn't we? But appreciate your $100. That's pretty awesome. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank. So little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com, not only to donate, but you can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Something we ought to be talking about. Send it along.
Rodney Fights a Whale in with $1,000. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Donate at armstrongandgetty.com, and God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
And what we leave in the wake of this scandal will shape our democracy for generations to come.
Armed. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.